Peace and blessings, loved ones. This is Steve coming to you again with another episode of the How to Manifest Anything and Everything That You Desire podcast, where we talk about how to attract the things that you desire into your life using the law of attraction. And I take you on a journey as I help people and help you manifest the things that you desire into your life. I'm on my drive-in right now, so you have to excuse the audio. But in this episode, what I wanted to talk about is the manifestation sweet spot. Now, I'll tell you a quick story. So when I got started with learning manifestation and the different strategies and techniques in order to manifest the things that I desire, it originally started when I was at a really, really low place, a really dark place, and I noticed that with every thought that I had that dealt with negativity, every time I would have one of those thoughts, I would feel even worse about the situation, and it basically brought me even lower as far as the way I felt. And that's when I realized my thoughts were having an effect on my reality. That's when I realized, or I remembered the movie that I had watched back when I was living at home with my parents on the internet. And basically the movie was talking about how our thoughts actually can affect our environment and our lives and the things that we attract. So what I did was I changed the way that I was thinking. And at the time I was backed up on rent, and my checking account was a negative $426, and I was ready to give up. But once I realized that I did have power with my thoughts, I rewatched the movie after I made arrangements with the landlord, and I had enough money. I'm sorry, I had enough food and I had enough gas to get me to my next paycheck to bring my checking account current. So I stopped worrying about all that stuff. And I rewatched the movie. Okay, the movie, the name of that movie, by the way, is called The Secret. And I rewatched it, and I started applying what I learned as far as how to apply law of attraction, and it started making me feel a lot better. And through like a couple months, I was feeling a lot better. I was using law of attraction. I was able to get through my job without feeling miserable and stressed out. I was in a cubicle for 8 hours a day talking to annoying people. So if you can imagine how terrible of a job that was, excuse me, it was easy to feel stressed out and stuff. But I didn't feel that anymore because I was actually applying law of attraction and what I learned. But I found out, well, I realized though, that I was not, although I felt great and I was able to get through the day, I was not attracting the things that I desired. I wasn't attracting what I was trying to manifest into my reality. And what I was trying to manifest is basically, I'm a singer-songwriter, and I was trying to have more success with music. And I was also trying to, I was basically trying to earn extra income on the side by endeavoring in different online business programs and different business opportunities, but I had been failing at. I was doing that for about 8 or 9 years, and that's what dug me into the hole that I was in at that time, as far as being behind on rent and having a negative checking account. But basically, I realized that I must have been doing something wrong, so I went back to the movie The Secret, and I started to study the teachings of each of those teachers that spoke in that movie. And I realized that I was doing it wrong. It was all about my belief. And that's what brings me to the title of this episode, which is the manifestation sweet spot. So what I learned, actually I learned this portion from someone that was not actually in The Secret, but I bought his training anyways because he was talking about manifestation and being able to use the law of attraction to attract whatever anything that you wanted. And what he was saying is that there is a sweet spot when it comes to manifestation and comes to the law of attraction. You see, when you first start to use law of attraction and you try to manifest the things that you want, you have basically right away, most people try to manifest their dream home, or they try to manifest their dream car, or they try to manifest their dream spouse. I mean, it's okay to have a big goal, and you will hit that big goal, but your subconscious does not believe that you can achieve that goal when you first get started with law of attraction. And what will happen is you will self-sabotage yourself just because of the negative programming that's already in your subconscious that has been there ever since you were a child. So if you don't work on that first, you will never be able to attract the things that you desire. So what is the sweet spot? Well, the sweet spot is just basically trying first to manifest the things that you know that would be that you know that you can attract, basically. Things that you don't need a strong belief in, right? You have to start small. That's what I failed to do, and that's why I didn't get the things that I desired until I realized and learned this. Once you strengthen your belief in your own ability to manifest whatever it is that you desire, and once you can prove to yourself that it is possible, that's when you can start going after those more lengthy goals, because you have created a belief that it's possible to manifest something small, right? Once you're able to bring into your experience something that was not really that difficult to attract, and you realize that you did that with law of attraction, just utilizing your mind and utilizing inspired action, right? That is when that belief will start to develop. And the more you do that with small stuff, that's when the big stuff will be easier, right? That's the sweet spot. Now, once I was able to understand and learn how to apply and develop that, I was able to upgrade my car, I was able to get a better job, and I was able to start having success with my music and also with the different business opportunities that I was involved in. And this is actually one of the main sections that I go through in the course that I have that I'm developing. It's almost finished. I'm going to be releasing it very, very soon. But I devoted an entire section. It's basically the bonus course that's within the training. I devoted that entire section on this portion because it's so important. And without it, most people will fail. And that's why most people are failing when it comes to law of attraction and trying to manifest the things that they desire. Okay. Now, I'm going to also be creating some more advanced tools that will help you with this even more for people that are interested in that. But I will be getting into that later, like probably some later episodes. But for now, just know that the course is almost done, and it's going to be a blessing to you. I know it is, because it's everything that I learned and started to apply that actually helped me. And I know it's going to help you too if you take inspired action once you start using the tools that you're going to learn how to use. So I hope you got some value from this. Go ahead, like, share, comment, do all that good stuff. Give me a good rating. And just always remember that you can be, you can do, and you can have anything that you want to in this reality. All you have to do is believe. Okay? Take care. God bless. And I will see you on the next one. Bye for now.